last days of living in Detroit. I was with my aunt, and I was asking her about the power of story, because I got really interested in storytelling, and she said it's called narratology or something like that. And yeah, I think it's amazing. But anyway, the point is, she said there was a speaker who used to come to her college and talk about narrative, particularly for writing like animations and like, or you know, gaming programming, so that basically what you're writing has a point and has a story and has a makes sense to a viewer. Like, you're not just focusing on the you know, the like the art, the artistic, the graphic, visual side, but you're also trying to think of how other people relate to what you're making. Anyway, so I thought that was really cool, and she said that this speaker who came and talked about it, he said that he believed, and this is amazing, I think, that all artists and musicians and, you know, like the creative people in the world are like the last shamans, and that they all belong to this this like worldwide clan. Like, they're all in this one big family, and you know, but they're related through their artistry, and you know, people seek them out for their all of the like magic they bring to Earth, you know. I guess my point is, if we're all creating and we're all like trying to bring something from the unknown into the known, that it's really important that we like share the positive part of it, not just the negative part of it. Like, not just the how am I going to do this, or this is ugly, or this doesn't work, or I don't like that song, or I don't like, you know, the way I look, or whatever, but to really be like supportive of the other people who we enjoy their art and their like energy and their what they're bringing to the world, because because pretty much very few people do.
Themselves and their world, but I think I wanted Yeah. I would like to be that way.
Okay, I guess I'm
sure.
Okay.
I would like to be that way, but then I'm not sure that I am.
No, you know, like, it does also influenced by, like, electronic sounds and, like, electronic music.
I don't know, I think it helps shape having a more open mind about other things and wanting to try other things. I didn't think it did help that.
Yeah, I just
forget the reason you play, why you play, and forget your family, and forget your, you know, forget the history for a minute, and then just say, like,
what do I do?
Not even why. No, because why is part of that process, and I think,
it is.
I mean, your process is always part of your composition, and it's a really interesting part, but like when you meet somebody the first time or when you're showing them your music the first time, you don't really have time to go into this is why I do this and it sounds like this and whatever. I think it would be better to say this is what I do and why is it worth doing?
Is it worth doing it? I know it is. It wouldn't be if I hadn't. It would be worth doing, you know.
Like you can just say, oh, this is who I am. It's more like you have to reject what other people think you are. Because in your heart and in your head, and you already know who you are. It's not like you really have to say it, it's that you have to tell other people over and over again, oh, what you thought I was, that's totally wrong, and pretty much fuck you. Fuck you, Mom. If you like what somebody is doing, I think it's really important that you kind of really tell them and say it a lot and say it, you know, and remind them and teach them to like their own work. And I don't know. I guess because, you know, we're friends and somewhere in my head, I believe that we're part of this, you know, magical worldwide clan. And I need you to, like, be positive so that I can keep doing what I do and not start thinking, like, oh, maybe this is wrong or maybe this is not the way things should be or whatever.